One, three, three, seven.
Welcome back to Leet Speak Live, the video game podcast that is not produced by industry insiders or game developers. It's a show produced by a few hardcore gamers that love games, movies, and the ladies, too. We don't mean to offend, but we do. This is episode 3. I'm your host, Rapture Rabbit.
This is Carleone,
the boy,
and Dunson.
And again, this is Leet Speak
Live.
Live. Bitches.
Yeah.
So, drink check, boys. Carleone, what are you drinking today?
I'm having Ezra Brooks whiskey and Diet Pepsi.
Mmm.
Yeah, love the diet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really good.
That does sound good.
It is. Low calorie, too. Yeah.
He's on Atkins.
Boy, what you got?
I'm doing the same as from last week. I'm doing my private reserve,
like
private stock.
Like
and Diet Pepsi.
And Diet Pepsi this time. We're changing it up. I'm losing calories here. I'm watching my figure.
The Diet Pepsi, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have here.
Can straight guys drink that too? Just
I guess
curious.
They can.
I guess they can.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm drinking right
then,
for
that. Really. Coffee.
Yeah. You got a bit of the hot stuff in there, though.
That's right. Well, it has special properties, the coffee. It makes for a good show.
Yeah. caffeine.
Yes. Well, I'm actually double fisting. I am also supplementing the coffee with a Robert Mondavi red blend from California.
It's 2005.
Yes. 05, yes. That's correct. Which we all know means it's
old.
Yes.
It's corked.
Yeah.
It's
vintage.
Yeah.
Vintage means it's good. Everyone knows that. All right, Donnie, what are you drinking?
I am trying to polish off the Woodford Reserve bottle, but I have poured in a little bit of the Sprite.
Ooh.
You know, they always say you might as well drink the good stuff with the Sprite.
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
Yeah. I think they do say that, yes. You are correct. Oh, my gosh. So what have you been playing this week, Donnie?
I've been playing quite a few games, actually. I just broke out the Mega Man Anniversary Collection for GameCube, and I finished the first one.
Nice.
I got started with the second one, only like the first boss, I think.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then I've been playing, just actually started yesterday, God of War.
Hmm.
Fun game.
For that, for PSP or?
PS2.
Oh, the PS2. Yeah. They have a new one on PSP now, it's coming out.
So. Yeah, it's not that one, though.
Okay, all right, that's right. It's not that one. And son, what have you been playing this week?
This week, my little brother came over and we pulled out some old PlayStation 2 games. We did Capcom versus SNK2.
Mm.
Great game. Brings in a lot of the characters from a lot of old games.
Now, Capcom versus SNK is the one where it's Street Fighter 2 and then also the characters from SNK.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they get them all together.
Yeah.
Sort of like Brawl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, SNK is like a franchise, like Capcom.
Carleone, what have you been playing this week, son?
World of Warcraft.
Ooh, that's surprising.
That's new, yeah.
That's
wow.
Weird.
I have a rogue that I'm leveling up right now. I just made a twink guild. And...
Oh, that's right. We have a new guild.
That's right.
What's the name of this guild?
Leet Speak Live.
That's right. And we're on what server?
Blood Scout.
So if you want to join the Leet Speak Live crew while we're romping through the World of Warcraft... Join us. Join the guild. It's Leet Speak Live.
That's right.
That's right.
There you go.
Don't suck. I was finishing my drink there. So
yeah. The ice cubes.
He's like, that's right. And what I played this week, I played a little more Orange Box. I logged in for WoW, on WoW for a total of about 3 hours, I guess, this week. Man, you know what? It takes a lot of energy to put these shows together, a lot of work. So I find myself now that I'm actually talking about gaming a lot less than I should. So, but actually, we did get some gaming in today. We played for about 5 hours. Well, I guess I did. And then a combined about 12 or 13 hours combined.
Yeah. For the week.
Yeah. So what else did I play? I played more Orange Box. I went through and started over again. Felt much more intelligent going through the puzzles I already beat the first time. The second time through.
Yeah.
I was like, this is it. This is easy. So that was a lot of fun. Gee, what else did I play this week? I played a little... see, WoW, Orange Box. Oh, I played some arcade games. They have a new a new XBLA game called Driller, or what is it? We look up the new Xbox Live arcade games. It's a game, I guess it's a port from Japan. It's Mr. Driller, I think it's called. But it has some great, actually it's not great at all. It's actually really, really lame. But like, cool. It could have been, I mean, I don't know. I guess Mr. Driller is one of those franchises that, it's one of those old games that people really love or they hate. You know, sort of like Bomberman or something like that, where it's like you have this fun idea of what the game used to be like. Well, it was like that, only not fun, you know? I mean, it was there was no nostalgia for me. It was not a good time. I really didn't dig it, so. Yeah, Mr. Driller Online. And apparently I heard the word around the campfire is that the actual online component, it is shit too, so that's good. Good times. Oh, good. So it was a good week.
So we'll go ahead and check that one.
Yeah,
out.
So if you can, if you have nothing else to do or you have nothing to waste your money on currently, waste it on Mr. Driller Online, XBLA.
Or don't.
Or don't, yeah. Or just go outside and play for a little while.
Play in the mud. Dirt.
Yeah. Get yourself dirty. And I don't mean like that. Not the good dirty. Just get yourself dirty. And then let's see what's going on this week in the world of video games. Okay, so this week in video games, we got to play some outstanding stuff. Of course, the top game Nintendo is making at this time is Brawl, right?
Smash Brothers Brawl.
Which we played today. We're going to give you the 1 hour reviews on these games. So, Johnson, what was your first? What's your opinion on your 1 hour review of Brawl?
I thought it was pretty good. It kind of felt a little button mashy, you know. But there were tactics. It was fun. I mean, I've played all the other ones for the older systems and. They weren't as fun. I'd say this is definitely the funnest of them all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, it was a good game. I mean, definitely younger kids, I think, would enjoy it more.
Why do you think it's a top seller right now for Nintendo?
It's just fun. I think it's fun to get together with, like, a bunch of people and just, you know, beat the crap out of each other.
Party game, yeah. And what do you think about the characters?
Oh, that was cool. They had a lot of characters. Yeah, I mean, there was characters I've never even heard of.
I think there was two or maybe even three different versions of Link.
There was a little Toon Link, and they had like I think some like Final Fantasy characters and stuff. I mean, they had a lot of characters.
Yeah. It was a lot going on.
Yeah.
And then, what did you think, boy?
Oh, it was a great game. I thought it was fun. Same kind of concept, you know, like same button mashing, the same down. You know, I guess it has to be. You know, you can't be too complex in that kind of game. You know, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, there are tactics. You just gotta figure them out. You know, that takes.
Some characters were pretty boring to play, you know, like they had like two moves or something like that.
Yeah, I can't believe they had Rob the Robot. Did you play
it? I saw you playing
it. Dude, it was so lame. I was like, what is this?
Jumping, just floating around.
Yeah, like, and there was a lot of characters on there that were just not, they weren't very fun. I mean, and honestly, they weren't very endearing. There's a few characters that I was like, I don't care if he's on here, you know. And I mean, I can't think of any examples now. I'm a big fan of Nintendo, and I've played Nintendo since I was a kid. But there was more than a few characters where I was just like,
Like Larry the Nintendo Watch or whatever he was. The little black stick figure.
Yeah, it had like
walks around.
The plastic toys you get from the McDonald's Happy Meals in there. Nothing to do with Nintendo at all. Yeah. Like My Little Pony McDonald's version, for Nintendo. Yeah, there was a lot of stuff on there. It was okay. I don't understand. Personally, I haven't played enough, I guess, variety of Wii games to really have a I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at it wrong. I mean, compared to other games I'm playing now, games like Crysis, games like Call of Duty 4, you know, I know they're not the same. Maybe Street Fighter, the new Street Fighter, you know, will put into context what I'm trying to discuss now, which is just games have matured past what I felt like I was playing today. Mm-hmm. I just felt like I was playing a game that would have been great 5 years ago, and it might be great now to some people. I mean, clearly it is. It's a top-selling game.
Yeah.
But to me, I'd rather play something else. I mean, that's my. It was fun.
It's just the same game, but updated.
It's just the same game.
Do you think that maybe it's selling out because it's the only new game that's probably worth buying for the Wii?
Yeah, that's what I think. I mean,
I kept getting frustrated too, like with the fighting platforms. You know, like you get these little, you know, 6-inch platform to fight on in space.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and then you
fall off the edge.
You fall off the edge, and then you respawn or whatever. And then Donkey Kong runs at you and headbutts you off the stage again. You know, it's like
I spent the majority of the time trying to figure out how to get back onto the stage. Yeah. Yes, how to get back onto that the platform, whatever it is. And then it seemed like everyone else except for me understood how like what button to press to like get back up there.
Yeah.
Like I would every once in a while I would do some strange combination. Maybe I was sort of just you know, randomly flinging buttons and moving my wrists around, hoping to do something.
Flailing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I was flailing in hopes of accomplishing some kind of, you know, neat finishing move.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys just jumping around.
Oh, I gotta do something.
Yeah, I wasn't doing it. I couldn't. I mean, I didn't win. I think I won one match.
Yeah.
No, I think that's not even true. I think I – did I win one?
I know he tied one.
I know he tied one.
Someone distracted you and then he headbutted you.
Yeah. And I'm looking away. I'm getting rear-ended.
I noticed that my favorite characters were anybody that had wings.
Yeah.
Because you could sit there and jump and you'd sit there and you could fly for, you know. Nor like any other guy like Link, he could do a double jump, you mm-hmm. know, do his jump and then jump again.
Or he would have some kind of rappel.
Yeah, some people would have some kind of thing that would help him along. But there was guys with wings and you could just fly. I mean... Yeah, so you wouldn't have to worry as much for as far as falling.
Yeah, and that's the thing that it's bothered me about the game.
A lot, right?
What's
with
that?
Wings? Yeah, with wings.
Yeah,
I was princess. Character to play.
She can float around with her umbrella.
Yeah, that's right. You did play the princess. Yeah. She had a nice dress on though.
That was nice.
Yeah. It was it was nice.
She had like one move or something like that, and that was flying with the umbrella.
But overall, would you recommend it, Donnie?
I would recommend it.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't.
Yeah. You can bring friends over.
I wouldn't buy it, but if somebody invited me over to play it, you know, I'd play it with them.
Yeah. You'd play with them?
I would play with them.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that. You know, I don't own a Wii console, and I know I'm going to get hate mail for this. I don't own a Wii console, but the reason is, the same for my reason that I don't own a PS3, is that I just don't have a reason to buy one yet.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, except really.
The novelty factor on
the novelty factor is fun, but I can get that. I can go to the local pay-to-play mm-hmm. and pay $4 an hour and get it out of my system.
Yeah.
You know? And once that that fun factor sort of wears out, really I'm stuck with a last-gen console that feels something, you know, last-gen console that's fun to play with, but I'm not convinced yet. You know, I don't think that it's not for me yet. And I'm not saying that it's not a great, I mean, it's great. Go if you have one, you love it. People love it or they hate it. You know, if you love it, enjoy it, have fun. It doesn't mean you're a bad person or a good person. I'm not saying all that, you know.
Yes, it does.
Just saying that for me, I'm not a fan of the Wii. I'm just not.
No.
Although I haven't played, I'll play before next week, the Mario Brothers. I heard that's the worst playing, so yeah.
The shit.
I'll check it out. And that might be the one that convinces me to do it. So.
You should try a sports game or something like that, like golf or something like
that.
Well,
I played golf. Golf was fun. I played boxing. Yeah, it was all right.
The boxing one was
tennis
gnarly.
Was fun. But, I mean, that was the demo, the launch demo, and that's the best thing they have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Tiger Woods 07 was fun.
Was it?
Yeah, I got to play that for a little bit, and... That was a really good game. Like, I mean, it felt real. I mean, you go to do the putt, and you feels like you're really putting. I mean, you
just like going outside.
Just like going outside. Yeah.
Well, we also played. I played Crysis for a little while, which was a lot of fun.
That's the one with the guy with the ninja star.
No, that's Dark Sector.
Dark Sector,
which I'll talk about next. No, Crysis is the game. Now, Carl Leon's played Crysis, right? Yeah. What'd you think of that?
I liked it a lot. I mean, it really depends. So, did you play it on what setting? Do you know?
I don't know, actually. It was
That really, really makes a big difference.
I wouldn't tell you, I wasn't really that impressed, honestly.
Really?
I mean, it was pretty, but it wasn't
it
amazing.
It must have been on medium.
Yeah.
Real quick, I know what the game is, but they might not know what the game is. So could you explain a little bit?
Yeah, tell us a little bit about Crysis.
It's a first-person shooter that's one of the first DirectX 10 games that's out there. And really, there's not very many computers out there that can run it at a high setting that well.
Mm-hmm. And that's really the selling point, that this game, the graphics are amazing.
It looks better than any other game that's out there.
Yeah, I mean, I was playing for, like I said, I had an hour. That's, you know, it's a one-hour review. And I, in that time, I got to run around. I watched a lot of cutscenes, actually, for the first hour. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of story, which was great. And they're kind of teaching you how to play the game. But I spent a lot of time just shooting crabs and throwing turtles around. There's like these sea turtles that like you pick up. And they tell you to pick them up, which is kind of but I was like, oh, this is great.
To pick up turtles.
So yeah, I kept throwing the turtles around.
Okay.
Yeah, what do I do?
And honestly, none of the effects are really that amazing. But again, I was playing on a PC that might not have been juiced. You know what I mean?
It would.
I need something water cooled, gas powered, with smoke spewing out of the top in order to play this
nitrous
game.
Nitrous in the turbo.
Just give me an idea of like how detailed it is. You'll have an oil drum. You'll shoot the top, oil start coming out, it'll stop. If you flip the oil can, barrel over, it'll, like, it has something that, like, represents the value of oil that's in there. So if you shoot a hole higher where the oil's not anymore, it won't pour out, but if you shoot lower, it will come out. So there's something that regulates the value inside of that one oil drum in the game that will, you know,
Like, and that's one example of the type of detail oriented.
It's so detailed. You can cut trees down. I mean, you can shoot trees down. Everything. Wow. It's so detailed.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, when I was cruising through again, I mean, even the grass and the leaves, and everything was really pixelated. So I probably have to play it on a system that will represent, it'll probably represent what the true value of that game, you know, is. And the thing is, too, is that I think that game is going to be, like what I'm drinking here, it's going to be a red wine. You know, it's going to need time to age, and that, give it a couple of years.
Yeah, it came out too early. It's unfortunate because a lot of developers probably aren't going to want to make games that detailed because nobody can run them.
Nobody can run them. And the thing is, it costs how much more money to develop engines that are going to support things like that, the oil, you know, being supported, or leaves, individual leaves breaking off of trees when you shoot them, you know. So
it kind of just means it'll be a game that'll be around for a while then.
Well, that's really what they're kind of going for.
By
the time,
though, that you can run those well, don't you think there's going to be newer games and stuff? And I don't know. It's EA. They always put games out too quick.
The game was rushed out?
Yeah. I think so.
Now, do you think that perhaps they juiced a game out like that? They produced a game that required that sort of power to run. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
That sort of power to run in order to continue to bolster the industry?
You know,
people are going to have to go out and buy that new video card. They have to go out and buy the higher refresh rate on their monitors and that kind of thing. They're going to have to keep, you know, buying the next mouse with 8 buttons and that kind of thing. So it keeps the industry moving forward. Do you think I know, but do you think that is...
That's tough to say. I think maybe they had push from NVIDIA to push the DirectX 10, so people buy DirectX 10 cards, but it's, you know, I'm just a normal guy, so
they're
pushing DirectX 10 on people. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cheap now, though. I mean, $200 for video cards is not that bad. I mean, I paid $400 for mine. That's worth $150 now.
$400 for your video card?
Yeah, that's a step up, though.
That's a elite gamer.
Yeah.
That's fucking right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, sweet, punch me in the face. No, punch me in the face. Oh, if my graphic card could support it, punch me in the mouth. Look at these graphics. So anyway, that was Crysis. I'll give you a more in-depth review. I'll play some more this week. Maybe I can find a place to play it that will really have the...
Chad has it.
Yeah, I'll have to get with him.
Yeah. Knocking his door now.
What is his gamer tag, you know?
I don't know, but he has two dual 8800 GTXs, and he can't even run it on very high.
Yeah, he's got some great input, too, on gaming and video games in general. So the boy is going to be leaving. We should all say goodbye to the boy. Hey, cheers to you, bud.
Salute.
Yeah, he's leaving to Thailand for a little while.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. So for the next two episodes, we're going to miss him. We're going to have some guest hosts. I know we're going to have the emulator on.
Oh.
Yes, yay. Nice female gamer. Yes, she'll be on here. She'll be recording topless, of course. That's
standard.
That's standard, required. I told her, you're going to be on the show, you need to be topless. Okay.
If the people could see what's going on in the studio right now.
Yeah, this is, man.
Boobs.
Yes, you wouldn't imagine. You wouldn't imagine what's going on around us right now.
Yeah.
Hey, just relax. I'll be with you in a second.
Yeah.
Leave your shirt on. No. But anyway, so wish luck to the boy. Hopefully he'll make it back from Thailand.
That is the goal.
If not, they might have to put in a ransom letter or something. We'll have to
mail it.
No, it'll be good. It'll be good luck, boy.
Yeah.
Have fun. It's good knowing you.
Yeah.
Play some games over there. Tell us what the Thai games are like.
Yeah. So maybe we'll have Chad Swick on here next time.
Yeah, that'd be good.
All right. So moving on, Dark Sector. I also had a chance to play Dark Sector. I must say, I wasn't really excited reading the reviews. I wasn't excited reading the previews. I wasn't excited looking at the screenshots. And I just haven't been very interested in this game. Crysis is the one with the guy.
Okay.
He has the glaive, and it's some sort of bacteria infection. It opens up. It's actually got really great – let me give you my opinion. What I played for the hour that I played it, was really cool.
To glaive, isn't that to bluff?
That's to blame.
Oh, to blame. That's
which we all know
which
means.
We all know means to bluff.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's probably gambling and yeah. Glaive. You keep using this word.
Yes.
I think it means what you think it means. Anyway.
So the glaive is a disease?
Well, it's like a knife star thing. I can't listen. Do you remember that game? Do you remember that movie or that show? I think it was called Kroll. It's an old movie back in the day. No?
Yeah.
No?
So
no.
It's like a Shaq Ram.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
Kind of like a Shaq Ram, but a giant ninja star type-ish thing.
It's, imagine a ninja star,
But big.
But giant. Okay. Yeah, with three knives hanging out of it instead of, like, star points.
Yeah.
And so, and it's really cool. He has some kind of infection. It allows him to have, it allows him some powers he gets to unleash, and he has different things. It's actually quite cool. He can, well, what I played, it had a really great story. Apparently, you're some sort of, you're in some sort of op or operative sort of government thing, and I'm not really sure what it is. They don't really flesh it out in the first hour. But you end up on this island to kill somebody before this virus spreads, and you end up infected with the virus. So over like a, after a scuffle or two, you get beat up a little bit. There's a scene in Pulp Fiction where they're like, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and you're mo, basically. So you get fucked, and you get the infection, and then, yeah, the next scene opens up. Now you have this glaive, and you have – it's actually this really cool mechanic where you have a gun in one hand and the glaive in the other, and you can dual wield. So you can shoot – you'd be shooting with your left hand, blah, 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 and then you throw the glaive – and you continue to shoot while, meanwhile, it's this giant ninja star, you know, rode to the guy. Yeah. And it cuts off his arms and their legs and stuff. And they'll be sitting there shooting at you, and all of a sudden you hear, ah! And you look over and they're like squirting blood from their arm. They're actually, they're stub. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're shooting blood. So it's pretty cool, and they go down. And then, apparently, later on in the game, I got to the point right where it started to allow me to pick up weapons with my glaive so that I would, like, you know, disarm somebody, literally. And then, yeah. And then I use my glaive then to grab their weapon and bring it back to me. And I'm like, cool. Yeah, I'd be able to, like, pick up ammunition.
Like Link's boomerang.
Yeah, like Link's boomerang. Exactly. There exactly like that. But then at the same time, I could also use it to, say, there's a light that's hanging that's like a – or a barrel that's on fire. I could throw my glaive into that barrel of fire and it would come back flaming. Oh, and then I could throw it again and it would hit, you know, whoever the target is.
Like fire enchantment.
On fire. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, it was pretty cool. You know, I must say, I'm going to go back and play that one again. It was interesting. I must say, I was actually quite impressed over what I thought it was going to be.
When I was at the place we were at today, I was watching a kid play it while we were playing another game. And I was just watching him and I kind of got the feeling just by watching, it was like almost like Gears of War, but with a blade. Like, because I was watching him, he'd run, and it had the same view of Gears of War.
Mm-hmm.
Was
over that shoulder, kind of?
Yeah, the over-shoulder view, mm-hmm. And, like, I saw him, and he'd run up against the wall and kind of do that back slam thing against it.
Yeah.
And, you mm-hmm. know, and mm-hmm. then he'd get up and get shot a few times, throw his blade, duck down, you know. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of the same feeling just from watching. I mean, it's what I got from it.
So. Yeah. Yeah, so what'd you think, though?
Jim watching. Pretty good.
You'd try it, or
I'd try it. I mean,
because I like Gears of War.
I love Gears of War. I'd have to try it. I mean, yeah. Before I could really say it was a good game or it was a bad game.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
From watching, though, it was
pretty.
Yeah,
it was definitely a pretty game. Yeah.
You see, like the leather and like mm-hmm. really detailed leather.
Yeah, you were watching. Yeah.
The kid. When I was watching the kid play, though, he I don't know what happened, but he hit pause and the game froze. So there's some kind of glitch somewhere. I don't know if it's a
just on the pause.
Yeah.
There's no stopping this.
There's no stopping it.
Do not pause.
Yeah. All the way through.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if that's a common thing or...
There's no pause in Warcraft.
Yeah, there's no pause in Warcraft.
There you go.
Control-Alt-Delete.
Yeah, I'll just Control-Alt-Delete you.
Yep.
Right.
All right, so moving on. Rainbow Six Vegas 2. Now, we got to play this one today. I must say, my first impression, we played about an hour. I played an hour before the boy and Don Swick here joined me. And I was playing the single-player campaign. And honestly, it felt like the first one, except it felt like the first one influenced by Call of Duty. I mean, that's what it felt like. Basically, they took all the things that worked in Call of Duty 4 and applied it to Rainbow Six Vegas, basically. Yeah. So you have some, you know, some new... Now, I didn't take notes as I was playing the game, but there was definitely some things that were improved upon. There was some new features that also exist clearly in the multiplayer. Now, we played multiplayer, you and I and the boy, and and it was a lot of fun. We got to play what was it called? Get the bad guy or something.
Kill the terrorist.
Yeah, terrorist hunt. Yeah. And yeah, get him. And that was fun. But again, it was some things that I feel worked in Call of Duty 4 that definitely worked here in Rainbow Six Vegas. Now, could you sprint in the old Rainbow Six?
I didn't play the first one.
But I don't remember sprinting.
I don't think you could sprint. From what I remember, I don't think that you could do that. Because I remember being surprised. Like, oh my god, this is very Call of Duty-esque. You know what I mean? And then there was some things. You got some points for doing different moves, you know, like different...
like throwing a grenade down the hall, not knowing a bad guy was there.
And if you killed him, or blind shot, which I thought was pretty neat. Yeah. I always liked that, when you get credit for things that you didn't, you know. Unfortunately, I wasn't under my... Well, I mean, like, you know, when it tracks your progress, when it tracks the things you accomplish, that's always cool.
I like getting credit for things that I didn't know that I was doing.
The whoops button.
Yeah.
But, yes, it was fun. I'd say get it. Definitely fun. I don't know about paying $60 for it. Mm. I mean, it's basically an expansion pack.
Yeah.
You know, in my opinion,
I would say.
It's the same game, really, but they added some
features. I would say it would be good. It would be worth it if you hadn't played Call of Duty 4 first.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. No, I agree with
now,
you.
Now, here's my opinion on the game. I thought it was great. Graphics were awesome. Graphics were amazing. But... The controls, I was glad that you could adjust the controls. I can't even tell you how many first-person shooters I came across where you can't switch.
And you're quite finicky about your controls.
Very, very, very. And I play southpaw. I'm right-handed, but I play southpaw. It's how I learned. It's how I roll. So, anyway, first thing I checked on there was, can I change my controls? Yes, I can. It's great.
Good.
But I did...
So that's one yes.
Yeah.
One star.
Yes, one star right there. And the buttons did take a little getting used to, because, I mean, I'm used to playing Call of Duty 4 and, you know, Halo and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, I kept throwing a grenade.
It's the same thing.
Assuming
I was
ducking.
Yeah. I ended up throwing a grenade. And then the left trigger, that was the button that makes it so you can slam up against the wall and kind of peek around.
Yeah, that was really cool.
That was cool.
That was really cool.
And you could just shoot around the corners or whatever.
Blind shot there.
But... I kept hitting that thinking that was my
zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the zoom was the left analog click. Whatever that is. Mm-hmm. The
push
L3
it in.
Or whatever they call it. Yeah. But I started to get used to it. I mean, it was...
It took me a while to get used to it, too. I wish they had consistent mapping.
Yeah. But that's the thing, though, is you can adjust your controllers.
Oh, you can.
You can go in there and you can adjust every little thing. Every button.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So I think if you were to go through... and set it up how you know, the way, in your mind, the way you think it should be, it would be a great game.
I think it would absolutely... That's the thing. I think when you play a game long enough, like say you play Call of Duty or you play Halo, and you play you play for 20 hours, whatever it is, you know, minimum.
Yeah.
At least someone normal does.
Yeah.
And you get, after a while, you get fluent, you know, in that control scheme. It makes, it feels like an extension of your body, you know, of your consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And then you throw in a new game. That game might be outstanding, but it's jarring nonetheless when the control scheme is different. When your movement becomes your aim or something like that, you know, there's no way you can seamlessly transition. It requires a certain amount of time to transition from one control scheme to the other. Now, here's what I wish they would do. If they could take, okay, you know, on your gamer profile, you set up your default difficulty, or you set up your default, like if you like your stick inverted or not.
Yeah.
And you can set
your
that
axis
up.
Axis and all that stuff. Yeah.
Now, why can't they do that as a default control scheme that translates through all, say, for first-person shooters? For every first-person shooter I play under this profile, this is how I want my control set up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they can do that with, I know it's simpler to say, okay, every game you're going to invert or not your joystick. But, I mean, it can't take that long to map button X to button X to duck on every game you play on the Xbox.
Well, I remember the Sega Dreamcast. Remember the big selling point on that was it syncs. You remember that?
Mm-mm.
Well, that's what it was. I like
that system, though.
Yeah, well, they were real big on saying
that was like their marketing scheme.
Yeah, it thinks the AI, you know, it adjusts to you. Like you can beat the crap out of Scorpion one day, when you fight him again, he's gonna be a little bit harder this next.
Really?
Time. Yeah. Well, why?
I wonder how much of that one's marketing, though.
Yeah, that's
anyway.
True. But why couldn't they do that with the controller? Just like what you're saying, you know, the machine remembers how you have it programmed, so we'll keep it programmed like that for you for every game.
Yeah, that would be genius.
They would have to get the developers in on it with them, and they make it for PlayStation 3 and all those people.
No, because look at, like, okay, here's the problem. PlayStation 3, their online component doesn't work. It's broken. I mean, it works. I'm sorry for all the PS3 fanboys out there, whatever else.
It works
great. No,
PS3.
I'm just saying, I'm not a hater. I'm just not convinced yet. That's all I'm saying. All right, I have an opinion. I have an opinion.
Not allowed.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. If PS3, I know it's a better console. I know it's more powerful. I know that it's got more potential than the 360 will ever have. I know that. But here's the thing. My 360 right now works.
Yeah.
My online, I play with my friends. They're all on there. I click on them, and I don't have any problems. The PS3, whenever I try to play online with a friend at a buddy's house or something like that, it always seems to be every game has its own method of trying to link up and everything. Same, just like with the Wii. You have to have friend codes and each game. Like, you have to, like, punch in numbers. That's stupid. I understand they're both free. I understand they're free. But what does it cost to have an Xbox Live account for a year? Yeah, what is that, like 50 cents a day? You know what I mean?
50 bucks a year?
Yeah. In fact, you can get it for $40 on sale. Yeah,
that's
with,
like, the gold account or something. Yeah. Or whatever.
So, all I'm saying is I'd rather pay $40 and have a consistent thing. But anyway, get back to my point about what I was saying about the control scheme. Was that the reason why it's every single game that you put into an Xbox 360 works online is because they have a standard. And this is the way they do it, and it's run through, like, it's – I don't know if it goes through some kind of approval process or – you know, Nintendo's seal of approval, whatever it is. You know, like they used to have it back in the day. I don't know if it's something like that for Microsoft, but PS3 doesn't do that. Right? They don't have a standard, right? Xbox does. So, based on that same idea of a standard existing, they could do that with controllers, or they can do that with control schemes, or have like setups that are universal for every game.
I see what you're saying. I'm just saying that, you know, there's different developers and stuff for those, and that might be an issue for them as far as automatically, having that stuff set up. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
You know what? I think you need to go stand in the corner. Yeah. Take a time out.
Go in the dark room.
go to your room.
Yeah, how dare you not agree with me?
Also, though, one thing to think about, like, other games have different buttons. They have more things to do, So
right, but what I'm saying, okay, here's what I'm saying. Okay, I have a crouch, right? Mm-hmm. I know what crouch is. You know what crouch is.
Sure.
Right? And the person who made Rainbow Six 3 better sure as hell know what crouch is, right?
Right.
So if I can map, say, okay, whenever I play any first-person shooter, crouch will always be this button.
Right.
Why can't that be? Why not? That's not that hard. These guys go to college.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a game developer, so I really don't have – I have no room to talk. But all I'm saying is I'm a game player. And from the ground, I'm at the front line with my boots in the mud, and I'm saying this is a good idea. So if any game developers are out there listening to us, this is a good idea.
Write that down.
In, yes.
Take notes.
And I'm telling you right now, I will buy that console over the other console if I know that I'm going to have a consistent control scheme over all of my games.
Yeah. Why can't it remember inverted?
Yes.
Know?
My rant is done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate that.
All right. So that was your week in video games, the 1 hour review. Next, we are going to talk about the old World of Warcraft.
Hmm. Oh, no, you didn't.
Here we go.
All right, so World of Warcraft. Of course, this is Carleone and the boys' speciality.
More mine than his, but...
Oh!
Apparently, so he claims.
Clearly. Now, after last week's show, the four of us decided to go ahead and continue drinking and headed over to a local pub. In this pub, gosh, I wish I had a video camera, because Carleone and the boy, at this point...
saying that, too. Like, yes. We need to record this. Oh, my God, this is gold.
These guys get into a heated debate. And I don't mean a debate, like almost like a screaming match.
Yeah.
These guys are at neck and neck.
Brass knuckles were being
thrown. I had a bloody nose, actually.
He was, Carleone was yelling so fiercely about how inept any player who plays a warlock is and how superior his character is that he began to bleed from the face.
Yeah. He was surprised I knew the name of my spells, and he was like, wow, you're just calling me out. I'm like, geez, man, calm it down a little
bit. So what were some of the points you were making, Carleone? I'm just curious.
Do you really want to get into
this? No, I don't. I just want to hear you. I just want to hear it. Here we go. Make one point. Well, if you had to encapsulate the entire argument into one point, what would it be? What was your point you were driving home that forced you to profusely bleed from orifices?
Well, I started to bleed because the boy decided to stick his finger up my nose.
I was pretty drunk at that moment. I don't really remember. I don't remember.
It was
much.
A counterspell.
Yeah. But I did get him back, and I didn't know I was bleeding from the nose. And I wiped the blood on his face.
Oh, bitch, I don't remember any of this.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't.
Do you remember seeing this?
No.
It was like, oh, and I went like that, and there was blood all over his face.
I think I do recall that, actually. I think I do.
I felt bad about that. I was like, oh, that's gross.
Yeah. It wasn't as gross as the initial scraping of the fingernail against the small, soft membrane inside your nose. That ruptured.
Yeah,
the
only a warlock would do that kind of thing. Yeah.
Because they're cheap,
twisted.
That's a cheap move.
Cheap move.
Yes.
Cheap move. It's like scratching.
How dare you?
Hair.
So that was the point, was that...
Well, it's just a weak class. They're not as bad as they used to be because other classes are a little bit stronger now, but it's just been a known class to be the easiest and most cheapest class to possibly play one versus one against any other type of characters. And, you know,
so wouldn't that make them a more powerful class?
Not anymore. Things have changed a little bit. Now, actually, with my Holy Paladin, I could pretty much... own you, sir.
Oh, man.
Kill the pet, through the bush.
Yes. So, and what was your counter-argument there, son?
Booze.
Booze was talking. Booze.
Pick his nose, talk over the nose, gouge the eyes.
Which always seems to be the best way to go.
Yeah,
in
that's what
situations.
I was doing, you know.
It always wins.
Cheapest possible move. I mean, that's just, obviously what you're used to.
Yeah.
Caveman tactics, you know, just take them out.
Yeah.
You know?
The pointer finger to the face, to the closest orifice, tends to usually work. And if you use a tactic, it really is disarming. Most people are like, oh, goodness.
Catch you by surprise.
Jeez, how do I respond to that?
What am I going to do?
So I'm going to move this drink, this vessel of booze, away from the old MacBook here.
Maybe
because
set it back.
As you continue to drink, I see that. Yeah, I just every time I can feel my butthole puckering every time it reaches for the glass. I'm like, oh,
no.
This is a fine tablecloth here, too,
yes.
Sir.
At any moment, that glass.
The sound absorption pad.
Sheep wool. Yeah. With ruffles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's fine.
It's panda fur, sir.
This is the studio, what do they call it, baffling?
Yeah.
Yes.
Garb.
Yes, it's got stuff.
Studio garb.
It's actually part of the cloak I'm making.
Is it? Oh, yeah. You're bringing them back.
Yeah, I'm bringing them
back.
We are actually going to, manufacture elite cloaks. It will be for sale. Get yours today at www.leetspeaklive.com. Hmm.
For a special time, you know, we're going to have the baby skin collar wraps that go around the baby skin.
And they'll be lined with panda fur.
Yeah.
And, again, we don't mean to offend, but we do.
Yeah. We do.
Yes, we do. We do kind of mean to offend, yeah. But we don't mean it.
Right.
Or do we?
Do we?
Do you know?
I don't know.
I don't know what we're talking about.
I'm confused at this point.
Yeah. I'm going to have some
It sounded beers. Clever. I think now it's just become a drawn-out ramble.
Yeah.
Carrying on. So... this week in the World of Warcraft, Carl Leone introduced me. Now, here's the thing. Actually, we were discussing this earlier. This is quite interesting. Our listeners get a great viewpoint, a great spectrum of advantages when discussing the World of Warcraft, because we've got two gamers that are deeply involved.
And then a noob. And so you get both like the newer gamer and then the people that have been doing it for a while. Point of view.
There you
now
go.
Now he's talking about the boy, clearly.
Yeah. Calling me out.
Noob and me have nothing to do with each other at all.
No.
No, of course not. So it have to be clearly
discussed.
You're
just a new player.
I'm a new player. Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Clearly different. Moving on. I just wanted to make sure we were clear.
Wrong.
Are we clear? We're clear.
Crystal.
Okay. So, but what's great about it, so as a new player, I get to... discuss my sort of development in the game, and you know, again, I played years ago.
What class are you playing?
What class am I?
Hunter. Hunter. I still have to show you how to summon your pet.
I know, I'm working on it. So, I mean, here's the thing. I flew back. He told me to fly back to Stronghold or whatever it's called.
Stormwind.
And,
yeah.
You know,
close enough.
Fuck you for judging me, okay?
How dare you?
That's her job, sir.
Yeah, that's right. So, but I go to Stormwind, I'm running around, I get back to the pet trainer, or not the pet trainer, but the hunter trainer,
class trainer, whatever it is.
Yeah, they're all in the same room.
You trained, I saw the little thing.
Yeah, and so I went there again, thinking that maybe I missed the pet summoning button, and it doesn't exist. It's not there.
You. They don't give it to you.
There's not a summon button, it's like you have to, you know, tame the beast type thing.
But isn't there some kind of activation button?
Yeah,
it's
I'll
not voice
you.
Activated,
well,
right?
Yeah.
I don't walk up to the animal and go... nor mine.
Come
to me.
Come to me, Simba.
That's how I do it in the bar.
You talk into your screen and it'll do it.
Yeah. That would be kind of neat, though.
Yeah, that would be neat
for an RP server.
Of course,
that'd
you
be
know,
cool.
You'd want something as easy to talk to.
Yeah, I don't
want
to hit buttons anymore. And it's like, yeah.
Standard
please
warlock.
Kill this guy. Yeah. Please.
Kill him.
Please.
Fear him and do whatever you got to do.
Try harder. Yeah.
Just is there an autoplay button? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, autoplay.
I want
pretty much. That's why I'm surprised you know your spell names.
So my roommate plays WoW.
Oh, yeah.
And he offered to literally, like, I'll make a character on his server, and he would set my – I could, like, go to sleep, and he would set my character to follow him, and he would take me through and level me to 70 in a week, he said.
Nice.
Yeah, you can do that. It can also...
But let me explain to you again. I will have a level 70 character in a week because I'm that good at networking.
Or does he want a little bit off his rent? Need to take a look because this does cost money to pay.
He might be hitting
to...
on me then, huh?
Uh-huh. No.
Yeah.
Where can you?
I no, I have this problem. Everywhere I go, I never have a real friend. They're always just wanting to get... Always. Stop touching my leg, Don.
He doesn't listen to it.
I'm sorry.
No, but if he can do it in a week, I don't understand why you aren't level 70.
Isn't that cheating, though? Didn't you say something about like that?
Well, because I don't have somebody with that much free time to just run around and get me to level 70. Most people I play with want to actually play the game. Except for the boy.
Touché,
the boy. He doesn't
want to
play the game anymore.
Well played.
Yeah. Dirty pool, old man.
Oh, Rupert. You are a wily one. Anyway, so Carly Owen introduced me to a download, World of Warcraft add-on, if you will. Sir. And it's called...
It's actually Quest Helper. It's the number one download right now, actually, on Curse.com. So check it out. That's definitely a good place to go to get your add-ons for WoW.
So explain to us what Quest Helper is.
Quest Helper will look at the quests that you currently have and show you on your map the locations of where to go and which quests to do in what order to do them and finish them in the fastest order.
Outstanding. Yeah, I was checking it out. And for someone like me who doesn't know the world, who doesn't know the maps...
Of Warcraft, right.
You can get lost quite easily. You wander around, you kind of lose your bearings, you have to go to the world map, and even the map system is kind of, it's not real easy to use, you know?
It frustrates a lot of people, and I think that's what makes it seem like the game takes so long to play for a lot of newer players, and they get frustrated and not want to continue playing, and it really helps people out. See, I have a level 70, and so I don't feel like I'm too cheap by using it, because, you know, it just helps me get through quicker or whatever, but...
Well, you already have a level 7. You've played through the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you paid your dues.
Yeah. For me, it's... I loved it when I played it.
Yeah.
And now I'm re-examining the game because it's lived this long.
It clearly
has its own culture. It clearly is something worth investigating. And I don't want to miss out on something that's that enjoyable.
You're missing out.
And I'm missing out.
Sure.
So I'm playing it, but I've played through... I was a level 38, whatever it was, when I stopped playing back in the day. And it's like learning a foreign language. You know, you go to Italy, you live there for 5 years, you're going to learn Italian. You leave for 20 years, you come back, you're not going to know it as well as you did. It seems familiar, but you're not going to be fluent. And that's where I kind of find myself right now.
Yeah,
but I'm
going to
get bored. If I'm going to get bored killing warthogs for 5 days in a row again. You know, I really am. I'm not ready. I don't want to do that. So this is a great tool for someone like me. Someone who wants to kind of get through the first few levels quickly. And then even when later on, I'm not necessarily going to stick to the compass and the little GPS map that gives you and everything else. But it's definitely, if I get lost, it's going to give me a guide and something to kind of go from. So check it out if you can. It's at curse.com. It's a WoW add-on. It is called Quest Helper, and you just download it, and then you what do you do with that one? You download it.
You download and install in your add-ons, your interface, then add-ons folder,
and that's in the main directory.
Correct. Well, your World of Warcraft
folder. World of Warcraft folder. Okay, so check that out if you can. Anyway, that's this week in the World of Warcraft. Okay, so this week Donson's going to talk to us about some alternative gaming options. Emulators and ROMs. Now, I'm sure a lot of you know what those are. For those that don't, Donson, please take it away.
Okay, well, emulator, pretty much it takes whatever system is out there. Say I have the Super Nintendo SNES emulator. Pretty much it just takes the system and puts it on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, download it right on.
Now, an emulator, you can run on a PC or a Mac, or is it on a console or a phone?
Right on your PC. I don't know about Mac. I mean, you could probably find it for Mac. I mean, I don't see why you couldn't. Mac, obviously.
But you're talking about the ones you've used.
The ones I've used so far being PC. I own a PC, so that's what I have.
Okay.
You know? But it's pretty, I mean, straightforward. I mean, you go, first you need WinRAR.
Now, that's an unpackaging program,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. So you have to have that, and you can get that at downloads.com.
I think.
Yeah, you can find that. It's free. It says you're supposed to pay for it, but it's free. But
of course, we recommend everyone pay for those.
I paid for mine,
so you should pay
for yours. Yeah.
Look me in the eye and say that.
Okay.
Yeah,
you too.
But anyway, the one I'm going for SNES right now, so we'll talk about that. I always go for the ZSNES. That so far, the one I found is the best one.
And that's to emulate Nintendo ROMs.
Super Nintendo ROMs.
Now, you explain what an emulator is. Now, what is a ROM?
A ROM is pretty much a game.
Okay,
a ROM
so
is a game.
Now, a ROM is, because I imagine games. I imagine getting a DVD or a cartridge or a CD. Now, what is a ROM exactly?
A ROM,
that's just what they call it.
Yeah, I can tell you exactly what it is.
Do you think it's like the program?
Yes, it is.
It's okay.
The program.
It's a ROM player.
ROM player?
Yeah, isn't the name of the game that you download the file a ROM file?
Yes, exactly.
It's a ROM. It's a file. It's a ROM.
Okay.
But, yeah, so, I mean, it pretty much is just a copy of whatever game you're looking for. That is a ROM.
Okay.
And so, anyway, some places I found... like I said, you need the WinRAR to even access this.
Mm-hmm.
A good place to go to find just the emulators is go to www.emulator-zone.com.
Okay.
And that place has strictly emulators. And you can find anything from SNES to old school Nintendo, PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, Xbox 360.
And they'll run on a PC.
And they will run on a PC.
Wow.
I mean,
clearly it's going to be dependent on the power of the PC.
Yeah, depending on the power of the PC. You even get arcade games. I mean, just anything.
Yeah, it's fucking sweet.
They've been around for a long time.
Yeah, they've been around for a while. And I mean, I don't know how many people know about them. I mean, obviously, you know, a lot of people out there don't know about them. But
clearly, I know about them.
Yeah. So anyway, you go there. That's for emulators only. And then also another site I found was www.snesorama.us.
Hmm. So that's Super Nintendo ORAMA, basically?
That actually, I think there was a little more. I think it was mostly Super Nintendo stuff, I believe. But that has it's really good for ROMs.
What was the address again on that?
For the ROM. www.snesorama.us.
Okay.
ORAMA, O-R-A-M-A.
Okay.
.us.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they also have emulators there. And I believe they have all of them. But I know that the Emulator Zone had all of them for sure.
Great.
But they had different sections on there. Like if I could give you a little quick navigation if you're at home and you're kind of doing this along with us. Go to the snesorama.us, click on games, and I believe that would be to the left. And then you click on games and then it goes to choose your section. And that will be more located in the middle. And then you'll see ROMs, you'll see SNES RPGs. I'm a huge RPG fan. And I found tons of RPG games on there. And for the RPG gamers, the greatest games on the planet are right there. Yeah. And then also, had the...
this is nice. I brought it up, actually. And this
is right there.
This is quite
there
nice.
There you go.
What kind of ROMs do we carry? New featured PlayStation games?
Yeah, so they got it all, I believe.
And what's is really great, along the right side, it looks like they have got some sponsor
some
ads
that are
a bit risque. And that's always helpful for my interests.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah.
But go up here on the left.
Okay.
You see, they got home, games, emulators.
Okay, so I click on essentials. Emulators.
Let's see what they got for emulators.
They have SNES, Genesis.
Yeah.
Oh, Sega CD.
All.
No way.
All of it, dude.
They got all the handhelds, Game Gear,
Neo
Geo.
Arcade.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah, this is
gold. Totally neat. Stuff for the Master System. Remember that was the one that came out before the Genesis, the Sega Master System?
Oh, yeah. It has, like, Excitebike
built
into it.
I want to say it had the first Ninja Gaiden.
No, it had the Shinobi.
Was it Shinobi?
Yeah, Shinobi.
Yes.
And it also had that little race bike game in it. It was all built into the system.
Dude, that was cool as hell. So that's great.
But,
okay, so click on games.
So, yeah, I click on games.
Okay.
And scroll down. It'll give you a little spiel there.
ROMs.
Yeah, choose your section. You got all ROMs.
So I'll go top 10. We got top 10 ROMs here. Let's click on that. Top 10 ROMs. So we have Nintendo 64, the Ocarina of Time. Depending on if you're English speaking or not.
Yeah.
If you can read. So, I mean, a lot of people say Ocarina, a lot of people say Ocarina, tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
You say,
Ocarina,
and I say it right.
I say it right.
Exactly. So, needless to say, this game's tops. And, that's the number one. Number two, Super Mario World on Super Nintendo, which was a great game.
Good game. Great
yes.
game. Did you get the star next to your number?
Can you guys guess number three? I bet you can't. Don't look at the screen.
No.
You'll
Genesis game.
Guess. Never guess.
You will never think of like the number one game you would ever consider downloading as a ROM for the Genesis system.
Like the Beastmaster?
Altered Beast?
Or you would think
or maybe Sonic.
You Sonic.
Yeah. Great no, game. It's the Adams Family.
Oh, no way.
I swear to God, I was listening here, yes. Well, the game is accompanied by a really catchy soundtrack. Uh-oh. So yeah, I especially like the song you hear on the first level. So,
well, anyway, go back to the, go back. You go to the, or just go to the game section, whatever.
Okay.
Games. Go to the R-ROMs. That was the actually.
Here?
No. R-ROMs.
Oh, R.
Yeah.
R.
Now, this is really cool.
R.
If you scroll down, you can see it's got R. All from labeled A to Z.
Oh, man.
And numbers.
Great.
I mean, if you can search for whatever game you're looking for.
Donson, I must tell you, this is an outstanding find.
Man.
I'm really excited to actually check this out on my own. I'll be, next week's review will be on some old games. I'll be playing some Golden Axe, maybe some Spider-Man, some 1976 Pong.
Good game.
77, actually, I think.
77. Yeah, but I want to tell the people, Donkey too, Kong. on how to, the way, at least the way I figured out how to extract this stuff.
Okay, yeah, so how do you actually use these things?
Okay, so first you get the emulator.
Which we go to, we download.
Yeah, you download the emulator.
And you unpack it using
WinRAR.
Okay.
And then
now, is there an install file, or can I just double-click something? Or
yeah. It'll say... it'll say extract file, and you tell it where to extract. I usually go for the desktop because it's the
easiest place to go. Uh-huh.
Put the desktop out, and then it'll extract the file. It'll say where do you want to extract it. You can say extract here, which means here on the desktop.
Okay.
Extract it to your desktop, and then you click on it. It'll say ZSNES right there in a little folder.
Okay.
You click on it, open, and then on the inside of the file, when you open it, you'll see it looks like a little like a Super Nintendo controller kind of like with the buttons. I mean, you see the buttons. So that's that. That's you'll see that.
And that's the program itself.
That's the program.
That's like having the console.
That's the emulator. That's the console. Yeah. Now, as far as the games go,
now how do you load the ROMs?
Well, this is what I do.
Okay.
So you go through, you find the ROMs. You can, like I said, you can go through. SNESORAMA.us.
Okay.
Or an alternative way is just type in Google ROMs.
Okay.
Just, SNES ROMs. Just
keep
Google
going.
It.
I'll do that. Keep going.
And you'll get a whole list of sites you can go to. I mean, that's the easy. I mean, see, look at that. ROM Hustler. We got ROMworld.com.
Okay, so now I have the ROM. I've downloaded it, and now it's sitting on my desktop.
You click on the icon on the desktop of the game. You'll see the game, whatever the game is.
Okay.
You click extract here, and then it extracts that file. And then you'll actually get you'll see two different files pop up. One of them will be an SMC file. Like it'll say, Final Fantasy SMC.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one you want.
Okay.
And then there'll be another one. It's SMR. Don't use the SMR. I mean, when what you do? Okay. Make a long story short. You open up the emulator file.
Okay.
And then you take the ROM and you can drag it into the file.
Okay.
Yeah. And then from there, once it's inside the file, you can drag it into the emulator. Just click it and drag it in. It'll start the game up.
Cool. And that's it?
That's it.
And I can play games.
And you can play the game.
Now, can I use a controller?
You can absolutely use a controller.
So I can plug my 360 wired controller into
absolutely.
My PC, use that to play an emulated game on my PC.
Highly recommended.
Oh, man. That's sexy.
You can play Warcraft. With the 360 controller.
You can Half-Life.
You can, you can set it up.
You can play Half-Life 2.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, you're speaking my language, dude.
Yeah. You can get on your computer, boom, 360 controller.
I'd rather do that.
That might not be too bad. Have you tried it?
I haven't tried it, but I've seen instructions.
Well, how do you hit the map, all your buttons and different spells?
Keybind them.
You buy a program that will, you plug it in, recognize everything like that.
Wait, did you say buy a program?
No, I mean buy downloads.
Okay, I like that better.
I don't buy anything.
So you can use a 360 controller. That's fucking gangster.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. Now, anything else about ROMs? You have any suggestions? If you're going to start, pick one ROM to start with to check it out. Name one ROM.
Oh, if
one game you're going to try.
Super Mario RPG. That was the first one I downloaded. I must say that one is actually hard to find. If you really want to find it, you have to really search for it.
Email us at rapturerabbit@leadspeaklive.com, and we can either direct you there or get it for you directly.
Yeah, I'll search for it.
Unless it's illegal. If I find out, I'll look into it. And if it ends up being illegal to like share it or something, then I'll
It's not illegal. It's actually – okay, here's the deal with the ROMs too.
If you sell it, it's a problem. Right?
You're not supposed to download them unless you already own the game.
Oh, well, I already own that.
I know every one of you out there own the game, yeah. So it's fine. It's a backup. It's all it is
yeah.
a backup.
So if you're going to back up, if you need a backup of the game because you already have it, but say it's not working for some reason, get with us at RaptureRabbit at leadspeaklive.com.
What game would you pick, Rapture?
That's a tough question. You know, I would probably want to play maybe the original Zelda or Metroid. I'm an old fan. Oh, no, I'll tell you right now what it would be. It would be Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Okay. Super especially if I can use a controller. Mm-hmm. Dude, it's on. Glass Jaw Joe is going down. Yeah. Okay, gentlemen, so we watched the Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull trailer. Now, what did you guys think about this? I'm going to start with the old Donson. Now, each of you maintain your – don't let him color your opinion, all right? Donson, what'd you think?
I thought it actually looked pretty good. The last one that came out was, the Holy Grail or whatever
last
it was?
Crusade.
The Last Crusade. Yeah.
Last Crusade.
Which one wasn't the Last Crusade?
Yeah. Wasn't the Holy Grail the very first one?
Yeah. Okay, there was the Last Crusade.
No, that was the Covenant of the Ark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
Temple of Doom.
It kind of seemed a lot like that one, but I guess they all seem alike because they are Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
But it looked good. I'd go see it. I think it, you know, it looks like it's true to the Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I was surprised that it looked the same. It looked iconic. It looked like Indiana.
Yeah. There was some things that kind of, I don't know, seemed kind of like a little Goonies-ish. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Just kiddie adventure.
Too playful?
Too playful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I would definitely, I'll go see it.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm going to see it.
Yeah, it looks like a good movie.
Carl, what do you think?
Same thing. I'm definitely going to go see it. I just have an issue. I think that it's going to be kind of like Star Wars 1, you know, a little bit too playful, a little bit trying to be fun, you know, in too many areas that it doesn't need to. But it's a classic that, you know, you have to see in the theaters. You have to. I mean, it's just Indiana Jones. It's something I grew up with, you know. I have the trilogy, and you have to see it. But I'm just worried that I'm going to be really disappointed, you know. And another thing is I don't think that movies today have the same type of humor. And so they may still have the same type of, you know, kind of corny action humor that we're not used to seeing anymore. Mm-hmm. And so that's why
it
seems.
Translate wrong.
Yeah. And that's an issue because this is, what, 90s, you know.
Yeah.
Today,
no.
80s. Well, Last Crusade was 90s, wasn't it? Sorry, I keep
early
touching it.
Like,
but you know what I mean? Like, it's a different type of, you know, action.
Movies have matured.
Yeah. And
or
so
perhaps devolved. I don't know. Yeah,
yeah, but we've grown since then. And so maybe that's why I look at it and see this.
Or at least changed.
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much the same kind of thing, you know, like the same. Like, I'm too old to act, and he'll make the joke in the movie, you know, like that's what
you know what?
Like,
I'm with you on that. Yep. Yeah. I'll tell you. Not to interrupt you. Go ahead. You finish first.
Oh, that was – yeah.
Yeah. Ahead. No, it's I'll tell you right now. Here's my opinion about this movie. I want it to be good. I want it to be Indiana. I'm so excited they're making another movie, right? But here's my concern. I'm a little stressed out about the idea that they're going to make fun of the fact that Harrison Ford is old.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
What I saw.
Like the couple of catch lines they pulled, it was like, oh, I thought that was too, I thought that was closer when he fell into the Jeep. Now, the thing is, though, if you remember in the old movies, he was always kind of bumbling. He was never like, everything ever went, it never went like the way it should, you know, it never went, like he would try to do something and it was always like, you know, like he would always screw up or fall and it would break, you know, and that was always the fun of those movies. And I think that was your point you were saying about how the sort of the way movies, the sense of humor in movies has sort of changed nowadays. And it might be considered hokey. Maybe we have. Yeah. Maybe. Well, but the thing is, though, when we were kids, we weren't the ones buying those movies. Our parents were. Our adults were.
Well, I might still do. Buy my movies.
Well, here's the thing, too, is I remember, we've all seen the Ace Ventura movies. Mm-hmm. Remember the first one?
Hilarious.
Larry
Nelson's spaghetti.
Now, the second one, did you think the second one was as good?
Not as good.
Now, why? Because it was the same thing again, right? That's the complaint I heard.
Well, okay,
around.
but they made three.
Three of them, yeah.
Already,
no, there was
Indiana
only two.
Jones movies. No,
oh, Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones. Yeah.
And so the fourth one, if it sticks to the same formula, shouldn't have that issue.
Well, it should, though, because he is the same character. That's the thing. The Ace Ventura, people are like, well, it's the same movie. He plays the same character. He keeps the same jokes.
But
that's
because
he is that character.
No, you're wrong. I think people want the same character. They want the same
thing.
They want the same thing.
You're right, yeah.
In Ace Ventura, I didn't feel that way.
That was the complaint. The complaint was is that it was the same movie. He was playing the same character. why didn't he change it up with new jokes? Well, there is no new jokes. He is Ace Ventura. He is Indiana Jones. He's going to have the same shtick, the same...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But then again, Steven Spielberg, how did you guys feel about the War of the Worlds? I mean, really? Were you let down by that? I think that his movie directing has been a letdown the last few movies.
Well, that's a movie director error, but...
he's directing this one. I mean, I think that he's...
You don't think he's going to change the character and the format.
I think that he will. I think that it's not going
to
be as
then
good.
It's not in
like he
Jones.
Has to put his
exactly.
His War of the Worlds.
Yes, what I'm saying. Yes, I think that. I think so. Yes, it's Steven Spielberg. He obviously probably thinks he's a great director, which he is. But you know, War of the Worlds sucked. I'm sorry.
Wow. Mm. No, I wasn't really a fan. I don't own the DVD, so clearly
it's not my collection.
It was
I have hundreds of DVDs, and that's not in there. So it was entertaining.
The visual effects were, but Tom Cruise wasn't.
Well,
that's because it's Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise isn't. I mean,
but I'm just saying. I that's my big worry is that Steven
Spielberg.
We're
talking about Harrison Ford. Yeah.
We can talk about that. We're talking about the movie in whole, though.
Well, from what I saw in the preview, it looked like the same Indiana Jones.
Yes,
I got the same, you know, the same goofy guy the same situation.
But it seems like they picked out a couple of like one-liners or like catch lines, and they put them in the trailer, and that's painting this picture of.
And there's Indy Jr. too. Come on,
yes, yeah. Indiana Jones.
Okay. War of the Worlds. The kid whole scheme. How the dad cares so much about the kid. The whole emotional building. Yeah. Da da da. I see it happening again. That's my point. And that's a big worry for me.
Do you think Steven Spielberg has some illegitimate children that he's like?
Look at George Lucas with Star Wars 1. He made Star Wars Episode 1 for his kids, wherever everybody hated it. It's happening again with Steven Spielberg in this movie.
Oh, I see what you're saying. He's making it as a message.
Yeah,
he's gotten past. I know what you're saying. He's gotten past making movies for himself, making movies for an audience. Now it's about making movies for a meaning or with a message.
Yeah.
And because his life revolves around his children,
there you go.
That will come out in this movie.
This is just
and
an opinion.
It will color. Yeah, of course. We're not movie makers, right? We are people that on the front line that will go see these movies, and you know we're relatively intelligent, and we're going to have an opinion, and this is all this is. So. But
that's an opinion.
I will. No, it's an opinion. And that's fine. You're allowed to have those. I think. I think so. But anyway, I agree with you. I think that this movie is going to be fun. It's going to be Indiana Jones. It feels like Indiana Jones. But I'm a bit concerned about the coloring that the relationship with the son is going to have with the dad, kind of thing. Indiana Jones is not a. It's not a dad. He didn't go. To Boy Scouts camp.
Well, maybe
and he didn't.
What was Sean Connery? Maybe he's playing the Sean Connery role.
But that's what I mean, though. I don't want to see that. Remember when Rocky V came out?
Yep.
And Rocky was all retarded?
Mm-hmm. Well, he was retarded in Rocky I.
Yeah, but okay, he was retarded in Rocky I. But then he had Rocky II, he was a little better. And Rocky III, he was pimp. By the time Rocky 3 came out, he was pretty badass.
Yeah,
he was like, oh, this guy's cool. I want to hang out with him. And then Rocky 4 came out. He was awesome. And then Rocky 5, and he's like past his prime.
Yeah, he's all ring-tarded.
And it was actually kind of depressing. I didn't want to see that. That story didn't need to be told. Let him die in my memory as this epic character. You know what I'm saying?
But
was,
Rambo.
Maybe
Rambo made a comeback.
Yeah. Rambo's badass.
But it wasn't Rocky. It was Sylvester Stallone. That's not the same person. Is but
maybe they're gearing this Indiana more towards
the building the IP
more towards the people that haven't seen Indiana.
Well, that's
there's a lot of
no.
or they look at it
no,
like
no, fuck them. If they have not, if you have not seen Indiana Jones 1 through 3,
you
go fuck yourself.
Right,
all right,
turn the show
not,
off.
Yes, you do not deserve to be.
See?
I think they're just making this.
There is no excuse.
There's no excuse.
Go watch it, you little
so
prick.
They could be gearing it. Towards the people that have not.
Or.
And maybe they're making it.
That is wrong.
This is where they're gearing it. Right here. It's Indiana Jones. It's a franchise. They're making one more movie that's been 10, 15 years since it came out. And they're going to make $100 million.
Yeah.
Boom.
True.
Well, here's the thing. Okay. Here's even better point. How about this? If you were going to make a movie, right? And you were going to make a movie that was making lots of money. Would you make one last movie? Or would you make a movie that allowed you to continue the IP, allowed you to continue the characters?
And that,
if Indiana Jones has a son and he is able to then make Indiana Jones 5 and carry 6 and 7 and 8.
That's exactly what they're going to do.
That's what they're doing.
Exactly what they're going to do. That's what George Lucas did with the Star Wars. That's what Disney does with every single movie they make, period. It's the last time you can buy it on DVD.
Every single time.
Every single time. It's marketing.
It's marketing.
And they're getting you, Donnie.
Yeah.
They're getting you.
I'm still going to go see the movie.
Are you paying?
I'm going to go see it with you.
I'll pay the
$9.50. I'll see you.
I'll be there too.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go to the midnight show.
I'll be sold.
I'm going to go get the matinee.
I saw
his marketing is great.
Full B.
All right, so moving along, we saw 21 this week. Mm-hmm. What you think, Dawson?
I thought it was cool. It made me want to go and play cards.
Wait a second. Who is in 21? Who stars in 21? It was Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
And then a bunch of who's.
And a bunch of who's.
Yeah. A bunch of randoms.
Yeah, so a bunch of not stars.
Yeah.
It
made me wish I did better in math.
Yeah, I'd like to take some
I'll
math.
Tell you what, it made math seem sexy.
Yeah, it really did.
Like,
yeah,
oh, that guy's pimp.
But I was kind of bored, I guess I could say.
Absolutely.
I got bored.
I actually had to watch it in two parts because I fell asleep in the first time.
Really? You fell asleep.
Did you fall asleep too?
I sure did.
I sure as hell fell. I felt bad for falling asleep. Like, maybe I'm just not like interested in smart movies. But then I watched it all the way through and I thought, this movie's anything but smart.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. There is a big issue on the internet. A lot of people are having calling this movie racist because you know that the story it's based upon, the main guy was Asian. And so a lot of people...
Figures.
Well, duh, they're good at math. Yeah.
We don't mean to offend, but we do.
We do.
Leads to live.
Anyways.
It's okay. It's okay. My wife is Asian, so I can make these jokes.
It's free, it's free radio. What are they, is the FCC going to find us?
Yeah.
Anyways, a lot of people are upset that they chose, you know, a Caucasian man to play the lead role, even though the true person was an Asian.
But there was an Asian in it.
Token?
Token Asian.
Were there any African Americans in the movie?
That's the problem.
Yes, that's the...
That's why it's racist.
It was truly racist.
No, yes, there was.
Wait, was there a Mexican guy?
Lawrence,
I'm Mexican. Was there a Mexican guy in it?
Was he good at math?
Yes, he was. Lawrence Fishburne, right? Fishburne, wherever you
Fishburne,
said.
Fishburne.
Was he in
Matrix?
He's not really black, though. He's in the Matrix.
Oh, that's right. He was the bad guy. That's
but
right.
He was good at math. Remember, he was saying...
He was the antagonist.
Yeah, actually, he is right there. Yeah. Black man, right there.
But remember...
Everyone else is white, though, huh?
Yeah, and no, and then Asian. There was two Asians. All right.
Moving on.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick. Okay, we're going about opinions. Let me get mine. I thought the movie was underdeveloped. I thought the characters were stereotypical. Yeah. Every character, like the fat guy was like fat, you know?
And like playing the fat guy
role.
The
girl was the slut, and like the math guy was like nerdy, you know, and like turned egotistical, like I'm on it, you know? Just and the teacher was like the cool, slick talking, I know more than everyone kind of. Mm-hmm. It was just very unimaginative, and it was... I'll tell you this, though. It did make me – I learned a lot about counting cards that I wouldn't have known. No, seriously. Yeah. If you watch the movie, it made sense of the whole idea of counting cards. It made sense to me. I was like, oh, wow. I see what they're talking about now. I'm talking about counting cards. I never knew what they were talking about. But the whole scene – remember in the scene where they're doing the dry run and they're in that Asian bar or whatever it is and he's playing and he gets like gaffled with the bag and and that seems so – contrived and like there's this whole bar that I didn't maybe I'm just retarded and I wasn't clear on the fact that it was either like a fake bar that he made up or was a real place that he was counting cards in and the owner was okay with it who actually runs a gambling establishment like
what illegal underground gambling we're gonna let this outsider in
is a teacher at MIT you know I mean, come on how fictional can you get in the movie so and I'm giving those titties two thumbs down.
Four thumbs down.
Four thumbs down. Yeah. I wish I had more hands so I can give that movie
more thumbs down.
Yes, exactly. So I mean, that's what'd you think, Carl Young?
I wasn't impressed.
And boy,
same.
I mean, honestly, for being a top movie this week.
Yeah. Me and the boy were actually talking when we were watching it. We were like, why are they playing in the same fucking casino every freaking time?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It was obvious.
Yeah. Duh.
You ever been to a casino?
Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same table.
Yeah, same table, same fucking dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. I have an idea. let's go hit up some little, small, no-name circus. Let's go take them for all their money.
Yeah.
And let's go to Rio. Let's rape them for a while.
Yeah.
You know?
Or you can bounce around.
Let's be smart about this, yeah. You know? Not let's just, let's well, just go to the Luxor it makes every day.
Drama.
Yeah. It makes, yeah.
Okay.
But that's, you know, ridiculous.
So, 21, the Elite Speak Live opinion consensus generally overall?
Mediocre.
Stay away from it.
Yeah.
Don't waste your money. It's a rental.
Rental. Oh,
wait
yeah.
for it to come on TV.
A good rental.
Wait for it to come on. Yeah. Wait for it to come on Channel 8.
Saturday night matinee.
So this is Rapture Rabbit, and that was part one of episode 3. Hope you had fun. Stay tuned or look for us on iTunes later on this week. Well, we will be releasing episode 3, part 2, where we continue to talk about some more movies, talk about Leatherhead, and there's a great debate between Donson and Carleone about The Matrix. And so we're doing a little old school there. And, of course, we do gaming news as well. So look for us in 2 parts this week. Talk to you soon. Meanwhile, this is Rapture Rabbit saying goodbye. Keep on gaming. Please check out LeetSpeakLive.com. We'll see you next time.
1, 3, 3, 7.
Rapture.